Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Three, two, one. Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with my buddy, Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about The Quiet Place Part 2 being delayed again for the fourth time. And then we'll be reviewing A Quiet Place. And we'll also be reviewing WandaVision Episode 3 and 4. First off, I want to talk about the A Quiet Place, like the first movie. Well, what's your thoughts on the actor John Krasinski?
He did a good job on this movie, and he was a good actor. I mean, I'm used to seeing him play in The Office, you know, as a comedian. Now watching him in a more serious role, it's kind of good. And he did a good job.
Yeah, he was, like, perfect for this role. And it's weird on acting, on hiring people, like, that are not really... You never would see them, like, in that type of role. Like you said, he was, like, in, like, The Office.
Exactly, and comedy.
And it's just so weird to see, like, a transition. Because he's done other stuff after, but he never really proved himself yet.
Exactly. Yeah, but he did a very good job in this movie.
Yeah, he was the director, and he was also, like, one of the producer. Yeah, and one of the writers. Well, he did the screenplay. You know what? The scene, especially like Emily Blunt, her character is amazing. Like
she did a good job, and we felt what she was going through.
Oof.
I mean, she was a great actress, and through the whole movie, we felt the pain that she was feeling, having like the baby, and
when she's like about to come in labor, and then when she steps on the nail,
and she drops the picture frame, and it breaks, and the monster is coming behind, right behind her, and she has to stay quiet, and she's in the bathtub,
so
bleeding
crazy.
And in pain, and the monster's right there next to her, but she has to stay quiet, and she's in pain.
They said that you know the bathtub scene?
Yeah.
They said that she did that in one take.
She is good.
Yeah, I was doing some research.
We felt that scene, man. Like,
like it was a good movie, but I wouldn't say I would rate it like a strong 7 out of 10.
Well, I follow a lot of these movies, a lot of the sci-fi monster movies.
Yeah, you're more of a monster expert.
Yeah, kind of. But I would honestly, I mean, it's a great, great movie. I'm not putting it down, but I would give it a 6.
Mm-hmm.
I would give it a 6, you know. But it is a great movie. It's a movie that everybody should see. You know, in the beginning, to be honest, when I was watching the movie, I thought something was wrong with my TV because there was no sound. And I literally started raising the volume and checking my TV thinking that there was something wrong. You know, but then I realized, no, wait a minute. The movie is like this, you know, in the beginning. So you guys that are going to watch this movie, don't worry about the sound. The sound is coming later.
A while ago, I was watching like these clips of them like doing all the sounds, because it was so crazy, like how they were doing like the footsteps, because they did it behind the scenes. They didn't do it like during production. And initially they said that they, like for them, they edited it silent first, and they said that basically you can hear it, like you can mute the like, and it would be a good movie still.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, most movies are, you know, the audio is brought in later.
Yeah.
So basically all movies are, you know, non-audio first, And then they bring in the audio.
But I think this is more extra, like,
completely silent.
Yeah, completely mute. So, like, yeah, I was researching, and they said, like, you can even, like, watch this on mute, and, like, it wouldn't have any effect on what you're feeling or anything.
Well, we didn't even hear the trees or the plants or nothing. It was, like, there was no sound.
Yeah.
And that's one, you know, like I was talking to you before, there's a few plot holes mm-hmm. on the movie that, you know, that's why I gave it a 6, because of the, you know, two obvious things. But the movie was enjoyable, that's the thing.
Explain the plot holes.
One simple one, I don't know if you remember that if they go to the waterfalls, mm-hmm. They are able to talk normally because the sound of the waterfalls and the river mm-hmm. drowns all sounds, right?
Yeah.
Then why live in a farm that's super quiet when they can just build something close to the waterfall and live there comfortably, you know, without being attacked? So, yeah. You know, why go to the quietest place that any sound that you make is going to be heard instead of going somewhere where your sounds are going to be drowned?
And wouldn't the waterfall attract the monsters?
No, but because they are only attracted to certain sounds, like to southern sounds or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to make sense out of it, you know, because everything makes sounds, you know,
yeah.
And how the monster is going to realize which sound comes from where.
Yeah.
And from what, you know.
Yeah, I was doing, like, a lot of research, and they said that they weren't going to put subtitles for the sign language.
Yeah, they should have done that, because I couldn't understand it. You know, I was like, huh?
They were going to, like, let us, like, interpret what they were saying.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, the sand that they put all over the place, where did they get that, and how much... You know what the amount of sand you have to get to be able to go outside into the farm?
It's crazy.
You know, and you're going to put sand on top of earth, you know, and that's going to be, it's going to sink, you know, sink into it. You know, I was reading up on the monster itself and mm-hmm. the you know, how it is made, you know, how the monster lives and everything. You know, mm-hmm. It's saying that basically, the monster does not eat. It's self-sufficient. That it came in an asteroid from space. Mm-hmm. So the monster came from, you know, traveled for thousands and thousands of years on an asteroid, crash-landed on Earth, and that's where the monster comes from. So that means this monster is tough enough to withstand thousands of years of traveling without food or anything. So basically, they're saying that the monster is more territorial mm-hmm. than it's not feeding. It's right. More eliminating any competition. You know, in other words, they're claiming the earth.
Okay.
You know, not feeding on the earth. They're just claiming it.
Okay.
So they see humans and all the animals as, you know, as
a threat.
The enemy, mm-hmm. a threat. Yeah. So another thing is about their skin. Which honestly really doesn't make that much sense.
Mm-hmm.
In that they're, okay, I understand that it could be tough. It could be really, really tough. But when we have armor-piercing bullets that can penetrate inches of steel, you know, and this skin, unless the skin is made out of an element that's not found on Earth,
mm-hmm.
then it really doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, that bullets does not affect them, you know, only when they open their flaps.
Yeah. You know. I think, like it has these types of flaws because, like, it's... I think maybe because it was a small budget, don't you think? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame them for... I mean, the movie was good, and I watched it a couple of times. That's how good, you know, it was good to the point that I watched it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it both of the times. So it had a budget of like $21 million, and it made $341 million
yeah.
in the box office. And they're making the sequel, which we're going to be talking about. You know, actually more like a prequel sequel, you know. It's going to...
Yeah, it's really going to explain, like, on both sides what happened before and then what happens next from the first movie.
Exactly.
And I just want to spit more facts. So you, the monster, the first monster, was being played by John Krasinski.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, which one in the movie itself?
Yeah, like he was like
inside the puppet.
Yeah,
inside
he was the mocap in the mocap suit, and he was playing the monster.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The reason that I enjoy more The Quiet Place is because the monster itself is something new that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, it's a really good concept.
So, yeah. I mean, the concept itself is similar to Tremors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, to the monsters from Tremors that they sense, you know, by, they go by sound. Mm-hmm. But the way it's made is pretty good. I really enjoyed it.
And, and they explained that originally it was only going to be like one line of dialogue from the whole movie, like in the whole movie.
That's interesting.
That was before John Krasinski was like going to be in the movie, like be working in the movie. And even then, we only see the dialogue 38 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Like I said, I see a lot of sci-fi monster movies.
Yeah.
And this is one of the good ones. You know. So, one of the good alien movies.
Well, I found this weird because they said that they were going to put this in, like, the Cloverfield universe.
Doesn't fit in there.
Yeah.
Because the Cloverfield is from a different dimension. This one, they stated already that it came on an asteroid. But it was different. It was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I stand my 7 out of 10.
Okay, I'll give it a 6.5. Just to meet you.
But we could talk about the trailer for the second one. It's called A Quiet Place Part 2. Mm-hmm. So the way the first movie like ended was that like there was a whole bunch of more like monsters coming at her, at the mom and the girl, and then we like it just ends like that. Like she's like pulling up with the shotgun, and then it just ends like that.
Exactly.
Now in the sequel, we see that like you said, it was going like back and forth. It's more like a, well, it's like half a prequel, half like sequel, where it explains like how it started, like when with the monsters, and it was following the mother, and how like what happened when the monsters initially came. And then we also see another part where it's taking place after A Quiet Place. Exactly. And where she meets like some other dude, and then things get more crazy.
Like someone who's is taking over the role of the father, basically. That protector type of person. Well, we don't know what's going to happen with that person, if he has good intentions or bad intentions. You know?
I think he does. I think I saw some stuff where they were like being like locked in somewhere, I think.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, but I think when he's thinking about the past, I think it's just memories. Most likely it's going to be like she's remembering. You know, like, or she narrating, to telling somebody the story of how they got there.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you know, most likely it's not really a prequel, but most like a sequel, but, you know, with some elements of the past.
Yeah, I guess. But do you think we're going to see John Krasinski in, like, either, like, in the prequel parts or?
Yeah, in the memories. Most likely we're going to see him in the memories, in the... You know, when he's narrating, you know, when she's thinking about him.
Did we see him in the trailer?
He's dead.
Did we see him in the trailer?
Yeah, he's the one running in He's the one going to the cop first,
yeah,
and telling him, you know, what's, you know, what's the status here or what's going on, mm-hmm, or something.
Yeah, I remember.
And then we see him, like, he's running towards some kids or something, and then the monster just goes through, and, you know, he's there. He's gonna be in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, we know he died. He died, yeah, in part one, so he cannot come back, you know. But, you know, this, it seems to be good. It seems that they're doing something good. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they left the farm, though. I mean, if they already knew how to kill the monsters,
right,
and they had the weapon for it, they had the amplifier for it to be able to kill the monster, why leave?
Oh, yeah. And wouldn't that, like, when the other monsters come, they can just do that?
Do exactly the same thing.
And yeah, so it's going to be weird. Like, what's the conflict? What's going to happen?
Exactly. Why leave? Why leave the farm?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had a lot of food there.
Oh, well, yeah, they explained that they're trying to save other people, but you can still use the weapon that with, mm-hmm, the amplifier, like you said. So I don't, exactly, know. Yeah, it's...
They are literally leaving the only thing that can hurt the monsters. The one and all, because weapons by itself, the shotgun by itself won't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They need that amplifier. Well, without that, they're dead.
It was connected to... I don't remember if it was...
Yeah, it was the girl's earpiece,
mm-hmm,
that was like a back feed, like, yeah, like a looping, when, you know, when you do with the mic.
Yeah.
That you hear that super screeching, high pitch, yeah, sound, and that was making the monsters crazy. So what she did, she put it right next to the speaker, mm-hmm, to the microphone, to amplify that sound, and that made the monster go insane and open all the flaps.
Yeah.
And when the flaps were open, the soft skin was exposed, and she shot him.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do the same thing.
Yeah, and then even if they were trying to, if they're going to save other people, they can still do that. So I don't really see, like, what the struggle is going to be in this movie.
Exactly, but that's the thing. I mean, you know, you have three kids that, mm-hmm, you have to take care of.
Yeah.
You have to survive. The last thing on her mind should be saving other people. I'm not trying to be greedy.
Yeah.
But take care of your family first.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep them safe. Go to the waterfall. You know, that's the safest place that it could be. You know, why try to save others when you can't save your own children?
Yeah, I don't know.
that's a plot hole that we haven't even seen the movie yet, and we already, you know, think that it might be coming.
Yeah. Yeah, now I don't even know if I want to watch it.
No, I mean, it's, just for the monsters, I'll watch it. Because, mm-hmm, I love monster movies, so.
Yeah.
Just to see how it goes.
Yeah, no, the actors are great, like, perfect, really good actors. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's always, you know, because, like, the guy was saying in the preview, saying that in the trailer, saying, oh, like, the people who are left are not worth saving.
Yeah.
Because people become
crazy.
Just like The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
In The Walking Dead, you know, like, with the zombies and everything, people became selfish and they just want to save themselves.
Yeah.
So most likely this is the same thing that's going to happen in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, which is human nature, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And now, back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
Now we're going to be talking about WandaVision. In this episode, we see that we found out that she's pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Well, we find that out in the second episode, but then in this episode we see that like the baby was growing like really fast, like
very fast.
Yeah, and And then we saw like his neighbor, their neighbors. Well, he was first like trimming the bushes, and then we see him like trimming like the wall.
Yes. No, basically he was, you mean when he was talking to the lady?
I think that he was doing it before, like in the beginning. Doing it before. Yeah, he was doing that also. But yeah, I know what you're talking about when he was,
I'm talking with the neighbor.
Yeah.
They were gossiping about, what's the name of the girl's name?
Agnes.
Agnes.
And what do you think of the intro? Because it was, what decade was this one in? Or back to 70s, I want to say?
In the 70s, yeah. Like, it's very interesting because the first ones were in the 60s, and this one was, like, 70s sitcoms.
Yeah, now in color.
Now in color, you know, and everything seems, the actual furniture and everything turned into more modern, you know, like 70s. You know, from the 60s to the 70s. So, you know, it's turning out to be a really good show. I mean, as you give it a shot, as long as you stay with it, you start seeing that it's getting good.
Yeah, I think it's
getting really good.
Mm-hmm, it's getting good. So, like, people that like Marvel movies, I think they're going to start to watch it now. It's starting to feel more like a Marvel movie, for sure.
Yeah, but it would be nice if they would, you know, watch it all the way from the beginning, because it is important.
Yeah, you should. You should watch it from the beginning. Yeah, it is. But it's still good. Still pretty funny.
It gives you nostalgia from those times when I Love Lucy, The Bewitched, and every gives you those the Brady Bunch and all that. So.
Yeah,
I mean it's mad funny, the way everything's happening. It was, but like, it's getting a little more serious now.
Yeah,
you know, it's introducing more of the seriousness now. They're putting the funniness to the side.
I don't remember if this was maybe like in the middle of the episode where Vision is like, there's something wrong. Wanda was like skipped it, like she like trimmed like that part or something.
She redo it again.
Yeah, and then it was back to normal, and they were like focusing on the baby.
Exactly, like a retake.
Yeah. Yeah, it was scary. And especially like, before then we see like a commercial about a soap, the Hydra soap.
Yeah, Hydra soap.
Yeah, and that's like a Easter egg to Hydra. But now that I've seen the two episodes, I think these are more Easter eggs, not like something big. Like it's not like to the story. I guess.
Exactly, me too, because why, you know, there's people watching it. There's people, you know, a sword is watching the episodes, everything that's going on in there. Which it was so funny how they were able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but it was pretty, it's very interesting.
Yeah, and if we backtrack a little bit, we see like
Monica Rambeau?
Yes. We see her character, she was like helping her, like Wanda, while she was giving birth. When she was having contractions, like everything was going crazy. Like we saw the picture going like spinning.
And she said, there must be I'm sure there's a natural explanation to all this, but you know, it's like, let's take care of the baby first.
And it was so weird because the baby literally came out within the day.
It came out fully, eyes open, everything, you know, the twins and everything.
Yeah, they find out it's twins, and then we see, like, the stork.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Coming out, and then she's trying to, like, make it disappear, but nothing's happening. But what I think is the twins doing those powers. Because one of the twins has speed powers.
Yes.
And then the other one has, like, he can turn stuff into, like, animals.
Got you.
So I think maybe that's why she couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, but the thing is that those kids are not real.
Well, we see later on, like, it's real. Because, like, so as a whole of these two episodes, we see that Monica Rambeau gets, like, kicked out of the reality. But exactly. She's still wearing the same clothes.
Exactly. That's the thing. Was she playing the role, or was she conscious of what was going on?
I think she was, like, trapped.
Like everybody else in there. Yeah. That they're playing a role.
Yeah. Like, Wanda's, like, in control of this whole, the whole scenario. And, like, I think Monica just, like, had one crack that she just, when she said, like, if she remembered Petro, that he died because of Vision.
Yeah.
And that's why Wanda got mad and she kicked out Monica from her world.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Most likely she, because it's very interesting because you see the neighbors outside, mm-hmm. they were talking about it and they kind of know what's going on. They just can't say anything. She said, they actually said, you know, it's like we are, and then they just stop, you know. It's like, like we can't talk about it. And what the doctor said is like, because Vision said, oh, you're going on your trip. It's like, there's really no place to go.
Okay.
But that's the thing. Look, from what I understood, you know, from episode 4, mm-hmm. that anybody who's from there, from East, a village from the East side, mm-hmm. in their mind, they don't know that, to them, that place does not exist. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not there. They don't see it. They can't see it. Everybody else can see it, but they don't see it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it is a real place, but Wanda took over it. Mm-hmm. And she made everybody who lived there part of her world.
Yeah.
That's why it has that dome surrounding it, you know, mm-hmm. that anything, you know, that goes in it basically forgets.
Yeah. But so, I still think I think the babies are real. For sure.
Could be.
No, I know the babies are real.
Then Vision is back then.
So I think maybe she's,
I mean,
it sounds weird. It sounds weird, but she's maybe like playing with his body. You get it?
I don't, like, his body's there. But yeah, she's just.
But in her mind, she's making him like seem like he's still alive and stuff. But it's actually his body still, but you know, dead.
It could be. Then everybody would see it like, oh well, yeah, you're right.
Could be that. Or maybe she was just hallucinating at that point.
Well, basically, she's creating everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of weird because, I mean, let's say if she brings him back, that means she literally reconstructed the Mind Stone?
Yeah, you're right.
Because the Mind Stone made Vision possible.
But I'm sure they can, like, yeah, I guess you're right. But they can, like, find a way to make him, like,
without the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's true, because in Wakanda, the girl was going to remove the stone without killing him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she required more time to do it.
Yeah.
They were pressed on time. And
yeah, because if not, that, like, we saw later in Infinity War, because you pull in, he died.
Yeah. Yeah, because basically, you're pulling the Mind Stone, you're pulling his brain out.
Yeah.
So it's like the Mind Stone was attached, you know, was part of him.
Yeah, and then, so in the end of the third episode, we see Monica get kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we see her, like, gone. The next episode, we find out that initially, so this Monica character,
she disappeared 3 years.
Five years.
She disappeared when Thanos
did the snap.
The snap the finger that everybody. Yeah.
So Thanos did the snap, and then Hulk did the other snap. So that was like a 5 year difference.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that Monica's mom had cancer, and she died in 3 years. In 3 years, I think they said.
Yeah, and everybody was coming back.
Yeah, and crazy. Everybody was coming back, like, and she was in the hospital, and people just started popping out of nowhere. What if you were in a plane?
Exactly. That's weird. You know, you'll appear in the middle of the sky or something and fall. I mean, that's kind of weird. Yeah, but let's not think about that. You know, those are let's enjoy extreme. The.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking is, like, now to really enjoy WandaVision, you know, people should see the movies.
Yeah,
Infinity Stones, and they have to they should see Age of Ultron, you know,
Captain
to be
Marvel.
Able to understand it, because, you know, that's when she mentioned, you know, that her brother died by Ultron.
Ultron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when Monica mentions that, you know, mm-hmm. which Wanda was like, "What did you say?"
I got scared when she's like, she just turned like. Emotionless, like, got so pissed and just kicked her out.
But it's funny, because if she's controlling everything, and she made that character, Geraldine,
mm-hmm.
you know, why would she be that upset?
I think, like she's, Monica, she, like, got, like, out of the
I think
the
all
dream.
Of them can.
Yeah.
Like, in some instances. Because the neighbors were like, Geraldine doesn't come from nowhere. She has nobody, no family, no nothing, no home.
Yeah, she has no home.
No home. They're like, you know, who is she? You know, she's there. But yet she was at the party,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they were having a good time and everything. So, and she was at the show, at the magic show. So, you know, she's basically a character there that has been there for a few days, you know, maybe more. But
mm-hmm.
it's kind of weird. You know, that all of a sudden, you know, it's like, you know, she kicks... Because she could have reset the whole thing again.
Yeah.
You know.
She probably just got so mad.
Yeah, that she mentioned the death of his brother, of her brother.
But we see that Monica is the daughter. Because you remember Captain Marvel, right?
Yes.
So we find out that Monica is the little girl from the Captain Marvel. And the mom, that was the pilot.
Yes.
She was the one that died of cancer.
Yeah, she was the captain or something.
She was the one that created a sword.
Mm.
The founder.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, but people don't have to see Captain Marvel. I
mean, no one should see
Captain Marvel. No one should see that movie. You know, you can skip that, too. So. Everything else, see it.
In the third episode, we see Randall Park's character, which is Jimmy Woo. Jimmy, right?
Yes.
And then we see that he's in the FBI. I don't remember if he was in the FBI when he was in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought he was like just police. So
exactly.
Maybe he got promoted or something.
Yeah, he got recruited by the FBI or something, because he must have been in a high position to be able to be in that.
Yeah, he was like the leader of. I don't remember.
Because he's in command there.
Yeah,
you know, like sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a hot take, but I think like Randall, the actor. Honestly, I think he fell flat for me. I don't know.
Why?
When he had to go serious, I don't know. It was so weird. I couldn't really like connect to him real life wise. I don't know if it's just I never seen him in like a serious role.
Yeah.
He was always like the comedy relief.
In
every single thing he was in. I thought like he fell flat on some of the parts, especially honestly like on the funny like, or at least when he tries to be funny. I don't know. I just didn't go connect with me.
Are you talking about Randall Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, I mean, he didn't have that much to do yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we only see him more like an extra right now.
Yeah.
But maybe later on in the future episodes, you know, he'll be able to do a little more. Because right now, I noticed that he doesn't really have that much of a role.
So later on, we see that WandaVision is in... She created, like, this whole force field in a town.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you touch the force field, like, you'll get sucked in.
Exactly.
And later on, we get, like, a payoff when Sword, when they were trying to... The drone in the force field.
Yeah.
That was what Wanda saw when she found the helicopter on the bush.
Yeah, with color.
Yeah, so we saw it turn back into, like, a helicopter. Because back in that time, there was no, like, drones, so...
Exactly. Episode 4 basically let us know how everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
In episode 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
that were a little... you know, like when the voice over the radio. Episode 4 let us know how they did that. How they're trying to communicate with Wanda through the radio, using radio waves, you know. Like, and the helicopter. The guy, the bee, with the beekeeper.
The beehive, he was wearing what are those?
A radioactive or something.
Yeah, radiation suit or something.
Something like that.
And then it turned back.
It turned into a beekeeper. Yeah. You saw the rope when they pulled out the rope?
It turned into like a jump rope.
Yeah. Colorful rope.
And then we see the girl from Thor number 2. We see her character, Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
We see her like a... She's like a full-grown scientist now, because initially she was like the helper of the scientist from that we saw on Thor, and then we saw him again on Avengers.
She's the one that came up with the idea with the TV and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I remember.
She was she's a specialist in astrophysics.
Yeah, she wants coffee.
Yeah.
And nobody's getting her the coffee.
And why is nobody giving me copy?
Yeah.
I like her character.
Yeah, she's, you know, smarty.
I like her better than Mr. Wu.
Yeah, that's Jimmy. True. Yeah, she's kind of funny too and everything, you know.
Yeah, see? Like, her role was way better than Jimmy. You gotta watch it back and you gotta agree with me on that.
Yeah. No, I choose not to.
You have to.
I do not agree.
And so, yeah, we see that, like, the only way to see what's happening in the force field is to pull, like, a TV. And to, because and they were taking notes. So that's what we saw in...
Part one. The end.
So that was Darcy, like, taking notes.
Exactly, which therefore, part 4 explains a lot of those... little things that we saw,
mm-hmm.
and how they're using the TV waves or radio waves to be able to see the where they got an old TV that we don't know, but they got an old TV and
they
picked up the waves.
It's Sword. They can get
whatever. They're getting a lot of old TVs now, a lot of them, because everybody has one now.
Yeah,
in there, everybody wants to see what's going on.
And then one of the, I think it was Jimmy, he saw like, they were like all writing notes. Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy was like, I don't know if it was written down, but it said, why is everything like in a hexagon when like it pans out from the TV show?
Yes. He's making notes on a board.
Yeah. And it looks like a hexagon when the show pans out. I think that's the stone. That might be the stone, I think. That's what I was thinking initially from the beginning.
But she's using magic, though.
Mm-hmm.
What stone? The reality stone?
No, the mind stone. Maybe.
But there's also another stone that...
But because she doesn't need the reality stone because she does that. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much.
Because if we were to... If any stone would do it, it would be the reality stone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's creating a new reality.
Yeah.
So the mind stone would only influence the mind, and in their mind they would see something.
Yeah.
But like you said, when she was pushed out of the when Monica was pushed out, she was wearing the clothes.
Yeah.
So it's not something in their mind, it's something that physically is happening. And mm-hmm. to actually create or bring vision back, it has to be a reality.
Yeah.
Unless she has the stone. She took the stone.
No, because remember they all put back the stones. Captain America, the stones. Yeah.
She could be that powerful. I mean, yeah. She's the Scarlet Witch. I mean, she is powerful. She mm-hmm. almost destroyed Thanos. I mean,
single-handedly.
You know, she was going to destroy the Mind Stone. You know, that's how powerful she is, you know, to actually destroy stones.
Yeah, she's like as powerful as Infinity Stone.
Exactly. She, you know, she has the power to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically she could do it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, the TV shows, it's getting good, really good.
It's getting really good. I mean, those people who criticized it in the beginning, I do understand where they were coming from, but they have to be patient. Let the story develop. Mm-hmm. They're doing it the right way. They're not rushing into storylines without developing it.
Yeah.
Without creating the story. You know, which we see all the time, the mistake that they always do, that they're always trying to make a movie, make a show without doing a nice...
no background, you know. No nothing.
Exactly. But they're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. They're doing the right thing right now. And we have to be a little patient to see how the story... Because I enjoyed it from episode one. I love episode one and two and, you know, and now three and four are getting more serious mm-hmm. and a little more more Marvel-like, you know.
Yeah, I think it gets better each episode. Honestly, it's getting better each episode.
It is worth it. It is worth watching all of them, and you know, it's getting really good. Do you think there are always gonna be two episodes per week?
No, it's gonna be one every week. Every week is on Friday. It's gonna be an episode.
One episode.
Until and then after that, like when they finish the season. That's when Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out also every Friday. And then after that, another TV show. It's going to be like that. We'll see timeline-wise what's going to happen. Because I'm not sure. Yeah, like they can either stretch it out or do something else with WandaVision. I don't know. Or because they can always have the kids grow up and do stuff also. I don't know.
It would be crazy if everything gets the... if she undo everything.
I still think she's going to keep... like, whatever happens there, I think it's going to stay real. She still, has the kids, and then... everything... everybody still remembers, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of what happened. So I think they're going to keep the kids, because they're a big role, especially, in the comic books, so... I don't think they would let him go that quickly, the Marvel. Well, I guess we'll close here. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching if I do put this on YouTube. And be sure to support my merch. We have merch that's in... it's going to be in... when you go to Spotify or Apple, it's going to be right there in the description of the... of the podcast. It's going to be right there in the first link, and just click on it and go crazy. And I hope you guys like the merch, and yeah, have a good one. Goodbye, guys.
Take care, guys. Until next time.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry.
That's why I'm the kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Okay. Bye, buddy.